From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police have released the names of two of three attackers who killed seven people and wounded dozens more late Saturday in London. They're identified as 27-year-old Briton Khurram Shahzad Butt, born in Pakistan, previously known to authorities, and 30-year-old Rashid Redwain. The third attacker's identity has not been released. The head of the Metropolitan Police, Cressida Dick, said an intense investigation continues.
We have hundreds and hundreds of officers engaged in trying to piece together whether anybody else knew about the attack or planned or supported it in any way at all. And we have been arresting people. We've carried out searches, a multiplicity of searches in London. And of course, we've been investigating the crime scenes. We've seized enormous amounts of forensic material of various sorts for examination.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday expressed America's sorrow.
Our hearts break for the families of the victims and the injured in London. They are just the latest innocents to suffer at the hands of terrorists. Joining those who've died in Manchester, in Paris, in Istanbul, in Brussels, Berlin, San Bernardino, and too many other places, victims of barbaric acts of terrorism.
Thousands took part late Monday in a vigil at London City Hall to honor the victims of Saturday's attack near the site where those attackers struck pedestrians on London Bridge, then attack those at Borough Market. West African troops will remain in Gambia for another year after intervening in January to compel longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh to leave. Some 500 soldiers of the regional bloc ECOWAS had their mandate extension. They came under attack last week by locals of Jammeh's native village of Kanalai. This is VOA News.